My full name is Jilasko Angelov Latinov, and I'm from Bulgaria. The how you spell my name is Zhilyazko. Even spelling concept in my language, we don't spell words. It's phonetic, so whatever you see, that's what you're reading. So it was way easier for me just to say, hey, I'm Jack, I'm from Bulgaria. That was two sentences that I knew, and that's it. Bulgaria is not a big country. It's pretty much the size of Pennsylvania. There is many different dialects, but each region is unique. Where I live, it's close to the mountain, it's close to the valley as well. We're close to the Turkish and Greek border. I could drive for an hour and a half and go to Black Sea or to Mediterranean Sea, and I can be the same time for 2 hours to the capital of my country or to Istanbul, which is one of the largest cities in the world, which is in Turkey. The place where my town was situated gives me a lot of opportunities to explore more cultures. I'm a baker. I do a hand-put filo dough pastry, sweet Easter dough pastry, and I had a bakery in my town for 22 years. Now we are building up one here in Pittsburgh, Bulgarian bakery. When I was growing up, Bulgaria was part of a different political regime. Everything was owned by a government. So there was a supermarkets, big supermarkets, but they were owned by the government. When the democracy came into place, everybody was allowed to have their own business, and then you start having all these little stores. So you can have the little family-owned grocery store right on the corner, and then you can have a big supermarket like Giant Eagle somewhere in your town. For food, basically, when I move here in the wine and spirits store, I can buy a wine from my town, and then the dish that is called lutinica, like a roasted red pepper, eggplant and tomato spread that is from the town right next to my town. It was so weird experience for me that I came here and I expected to not find anything, and then I've got everything what I needed. Yeah, most of the holidays are pretty much the same. We don't have Thanksgiving over there. When I was a kid, the Christmas was on a different day because we're Orthodox Christians. But then a couple of the Orthodox churches, Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, they decided to follow the Christmas with Catholic Church. Basically, Christmas is on 25th. And then New Year's Eve, you hang out with your friends and you do a huge party. It's like way bigger than Christmas. It's amazing. We have a couple other big holidays as well, like we celebrate our alphabet. When I was growing up, that was one of the actual big events with festival, because Cyrillic alphabet is invented by two Bulgarian brothers. In my country, it's huge. I adapt very easily. Pittsburgh is a really nice place to be, and it's pretty similar as the place where I lived in Bulgaria. When I moved here, I barely speak English. My wife speaks perfectly Bulgarian language. And for me, it wasn't necessary to learn English at all. And when I moved here, actually I started classes for English as a second language. The services that are provided here, it's made easier for immigrants to adapt to the place. On the other hand, there is a really nice Bulgarian community in Pittsburgh, which helped me to make all this transition easier. I found a job here. I started at Pitt University as a baker. Wow. Something like this in Bulgaria, I couldn't even imagine to go in one of the main universities in my capital, which is the size of Pittsburgh. And, oh, you can just start a job over there just like that, just apply and they accepted you because you have skills. Everything lined up pretty well for me to stay here. There is one simple concept that I accepted for myself. Usually it comes hard when you think you made some mistake or something like that. You're failing somewhere. Then your brain starts thinking that you're not doing something right and make it harder for you. If you accept that all of these moments are just another lesson that you can learn and make it better and better, it's not that hard actually.